This is VOA News. The hour remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Four more Americans have safely left Afghanistan, departing the country via an overland route with the acquiescence of the controlling Taliban. This according to the State Department on Monday. While the Taliban have blocked flights carrying more Americans and Afghans who want to leave the country, a senior State Department official said the Taliban did not impede the overland passage of the four individuals and were aware of their departure. The official announced the operation shortly before Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Doha to thank Qatari officials for their assistance. Qatar is acting as a midway point for thousands of Americans and Afghans who were flown to safety out of Kabul in late August. The official said the four people were greeted by embassy personnel after crossing the Afghan border, but did not say what country they entered. Meanwhile, after his stop in Qatar, the Secretary of State is on a trip that will also take him to Germany. There, he will engage in talks with U.S. allies on the end of the 20-year war in Afghanistan. Meanwhile, the Taliban claimed victory over opposition forces in the Panjshir Valley northeast of Kabul on Monday. The Taliban declared they'd completed their takeover of Afghanistan and promised to announce a new government soon. Pictures on social media showed Taliban members standing in front of the gate of the Panjshir Provincial Governor's compound after fighting over the weekend with the National Resistance Front of Afghanistan. The National Resistance Front is commanded by leader Ahmad Massoud. Massoud remained defiant and did not concede defeat. He said via Twitter, "We are in Panjshir and our resistance will continue." His exact whereabouts were unclear. He said he was safe, but gave no other details. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Militants armed with machetes, sticks, and clubs killed at least 30 villagers in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. That's according to officials and a witness. The fighters are suspected to be members of the Islamist-inspired Allied Democratic Forces. They raided Makutano in North Kivu province early on Saturday, the officials told Reuters. One villager said his son woke him when the militants struck. His son then tried to run away, but fell into an ambush and was killed. No group immediately claimed responsibility for the raid. The ADF, which was formed in neighboring Uganda and says it is allied to Islamic State, seldom makes public statements. U.S. lawmakers from both political parties say haunting images of surging rivers, flooded roads, and tornado damage caused by Hurricane Ida show the need to upgrade the nation's aging infrastructure network. Members of Congress said the storm offered irrefutable evidence that the nation's power lines, roads, bridges, and other infrastructure are deteriorating, even as storms and other extreme weather are strengthening. The storm killed more than 65 people from the southern state of Louisiana to the northeastern state of Connecticut. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said, "Global warming is upon us." Guinea's new military leaders are seeking to tighten their grip on power after overthrowing President Alpha Condé, and they are ordering the deposed president's soldiers to join them. Colonel Mamadi Doumbouya barred government officials from leaving the West African nation, ordering them to hand over their passports and government vehicles. Guinea's governors have also been replaced by regional military commanders selected by the junta. The international community has called on the junta to immediately release Condé. The West African regional bloc, known as ECOWAS, has threatened economic sanctions if that demand is not met. Sudan's Interior Ministry said Monday more than 70 boxes of weapons seized by authorities, it turned out, to be part of a legal cargo imported by a licensed arm dealer. The Sudanese authorities had confiscated the weapons after they arrived by air over the weekend from neighboring Ethiopia. They were confiscated on suspicion they were destined for use in crimes against the state. That's according to state news agency SUNA. On Monday, Sudan's Interior Ministry said the shipment had been checked and found to be legitimate. Ethiopian Airlines said the weapons were hunting guns that were part of a verified shipment. More on that and all the stories we're carrying at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.